Yesterday, the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors issued a split 3-2 decision in favor of showing support for a bill in Sacramento that would ban future offshore drilling projects within state waters. Santa Barbara State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson introduced the bill in the Senate, and it was co-authored by Santa Barbara Assemblyman Doss Williams. KCBX News Director Randall White spoke with the senator immediately following the vote to get her reaction on the show of support and to learn more about the bill itself.
Your bill would essentially remove language that's currently in California law that gives an exception for oil drilling projects, basically banning them from within that 3-mile zone that hugs our coast.
Yes, another way of putting it is that this bill of mine closes a loophole that has existed in the law for the past 20 years, which would allow, or I should say could allow, new oil drilling within California's state waters if certain conditions are met. My bill will close that loophole so that the entire state is protected from the possibility of any new drilling within our state waters.
And specifically, there's a project off the northern Santa Barbara County coastline that would be affected by this should it get signed by the governor.
Well, actually, it's not a project that would be affected. It's a project that would like to be a project. In other words, there is a proposal out there by a company called Sunset that's working with Exxon. They would like to be able to create a project which would allow them to drill into state coastal waters. This bill, if it passes, and I'm hoping it will simply eliminate the possibility of any further drilling, or any new drilling, I should say, in state waters. So it would prevent such a project from coming into fruition.
The Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors came down 3-2 in favor of your bill. And how do you feel about the split vote?
Well, I'm not surprised. Historically, of course, the more coastal parts of Santa Barbara have been very mindful of the impacts when drilling off our coast goes awry. Back in 1969, of course, there was that extraordinary oil spill that essentially destroyed 39 miles of Santa Barbara's fabulous, pristine coastline. And the people are still quite sensitive about that and mindful of the fact that oil drilling is by its very nature both a dirty and a dangerous business. So I was very happy to see that the county did support this bill, and it's my hope that we'll ultimately prevail in the process.
Are you seeing the same level, the same split of support in the Assembly and the Senate, but with the majority in your favor?
Well, I think there are, it remains to be seen in the Assembly. We haven't had a vote. We're about to have one. I think part of the problem is that there are parts of the state that really are not as concerned about protecting the coastline as I think they should, because when they come to recreate, they come to the coast, in the Central Valley area in particular, in some of the inland areas. But we're hoping that there will be enough support, enough recognition that the coast of California not only is a pristine ecosystem and is part of our quality of life, but it is a driving source for our economic well-being and is a major economic driver. Tourism is the number one industry, or the number two industry, in the county of Santa Barbara. It provides more jobs and more financial resources than oil drilling by a long shot, and competes, of course, with agriculture as our top two industries.
The Assembly, if I understand it correctly, needs a third reading. Is that right?
It's the process by which we do legislation. There are three readings to a bill. The bill is now it's on its third reading, so it will be eligible to be taken up in the Assembly probably early next week.
And then if it passes, the Senate would have to vote on any changes that happened when it was in the Assembly, right? And then it could go to the governor?
Right. What we're going to be doing is the bill will then come over to the Senate and be heard by the Senate Natural Resources Committee, and then go to the full Senate floor.
I see. Okay. So if it passes and it's signed by the governor, are there any ongoing projects that would be halted right away, or there's really nothing in the pipeline right now?
That's correct. There would be no projects would be halted. The drilling that goes on now outside of our coastal waters and that exists will not be impacted. This is just to close that loophole for any future efforts to drill, to create new drilling within our state's coastal waters.
Well, Senator Jackson, I appreciate you speaking to us today.
My pleasure, Randall.
I'm Randall White, KCBX News.